It was pretty awesome. On Saturday, the Cougars thumped Oklahoma, and now they're sixth in the nation. I was lucky because I got to interview head coach Tom Herman afterwards on the Jumbotron, and I also presented him with the trophy. Well, the trophy went behind him, the players got the hat, and they jammed it down on his head. I thought it was a cool look, but just know, Cougar fans, Coach Herman, it wasn't me. It was not me putting the hat on your head. I wasn't behind all that. Kathy Cantor, Bailey Coots, Dear Drew, hopefully the sport announcers won't talk with a guest during game plays. They have the last two games and we missed several plays. Then there are people that don't know how to be a sports announcer, .. monotone voice. Look, I'm a lot of things, but a monotone voice? I don't have a monotone voice. I fluctuate.
But the other two, pretty darn familiar.
There will, but none for use.
For Brock Osweiler, John Harris,
my boy Chato Lide. Start by saying that I love this year's draft.
Love.
Anna Chesser Thompson, Dear Drew, have the Texans ever won all four preseason games? Excellent question, Anna, and no. 2016 is the very first time they've won all four preseason games, so you win scratch-offs. Thanks a lot for sending that in. Just email right here. Say, hey, I'm Anna. I won the scratch-offs. Can you please send me some scratch-offs and we'll take care of you? Andrew Gonzalez, Dear Drew, Braxton Miller is being projected low on fantasy points week one, but I see him scoring two touchdowns. What do you say? I could see that, but really, I could see Lamar Miller toting the rock and scoring a couple touchdowns. I could see Will Fuller getting deep, scoring a couple touchdowns. I could see DeAndre Hopkins doing what he does and scoring a couple touchdowns. So, yeah, I like your bet. It's not a bad idea, but, you know, I could see a lot of different things happening there. Sorry to be vague. Alejandro Masal, Dear Drew, are the Texans ever going to update their uniforms? Probably not anytime soon. I think it would be another decade at least before you see something happening there. Ramiro Rodriguez, Dear Drew, I'm glad that J.J. Watt is back, but is there any concern he might be back too soon? If there was, the doctors would stand on a table and refuse to let him play, so no. I don't think there's any concern that he's coming back too soon. They're being very, very careful with it. They weren't going to let him go until he was ready to play. So, no. The answer is no. No. Dana Segura, Dear Drew, how many sacks does Clowney get this year? 12.5. How about that? And from the great island of Oahu in Hawaii, she's Hawaii's number one Texans fan. It's Kaipo Du. She says, Dear Drew, ready to rock and roll.
Me too.
Who else is jacked? And I mean, jacked for week one.